The gospel from St. Mark, who loved the miracles of the Lord, reminds us to seek out the healing power of God. There are two miracles here wrapped into one event. A synagogue official, Jairus, desperate for his daughter's welfare, and a woman suffering a hemorrhage, both succeed in reaching the Lord. These two represent each of us, all of us, and the crowds represent the poor, helpless humanity. Jairus the Jew pleads for his child and says, "My little daughter is desperately sick. Do come and lay your hands on her to make her better and save her life." This begs the question, why is there suffering? Why do people die, even suddenly, unexpectedly? In the first reading, we are reminded from the Book of Wisdom that death was never God's plan for us, and neither was its prelude, suffering. Both suffering and death enter the world because mankind, through the temptation of the evil one, turned to sin and turned away from God. This has dire consequences for us all, because somewhere, somehow, we shall suffer. Hence, today's gospel teaches us three very important lessons concerning suffering. The first lesson is that if we have faith, we can always find God in the midst of our sufferings. Now, suffering can take four diverse modes: physical, emotional, psychological, which we call mental, and spiritual. Four types of pain or suffering. And I don't know which one of these is the worst. That varies according to person and place. As for example, we've all witnessed the suffering, the emotional suffering of bereft parents at the bedside of their sick child. Or imagine the mental anguish, suffering of those in America looking for their beloved ones in that building that collapsed. In the gospel event, both physical sufferings are mentioned, and also the emotional suffering of losing a child. In each case, Jesus was there when the burden for both seemed intolerable. He witnessed their suffering. God sees our pain. He knows what we endure. And we should never think that he does not care nor understand. He does. The second lesson concerns how suffering is manifested or made known. These two miracles are framed in a public and private setting. The public one was depicted by Jairus, well-known Jew of the synagogue. People knew him. He had notoriety in the community. And it was public knowledge that his little girl was dying. After finding Jesus in a public forum on the road and requesting that he come straight away, which everyone would have agreed was of utmost importance, we find the Lord dawdling behind and engaged in a deep and meaningful conversation with a woman. Note that the woman represents our private and unknown sufferings. How many people in the community, how many people in our midst have hidden pain, secret suffering, and we don't know. We don't know, but God does know. He knows their plight. This woman, and that's all we know about her, for her name is not revealed, nor her origins, but also that her illness is private, not known by anyone except Jesus. Her act of faith is hidden, secretive, unlike the public encounter with Jairus, and her healing is likewise secret, private, and very personal. The crowd was such, pushing in all directions, that she was reticent to come forward, knowing that she had been miraculously and mysteriously healed. But she does come forward because she's grateful and she kneels before the Lord. We should kneel when we receive his graces also. And she tells him the whole story. And I'm sure she gave him all the details because she had to unburden herself of this baggage, this mental pain that she had had to endure for 12 years, the same age as the little girl. The third lesson is the hardest and involves God's time and our patience. We are all impatient before God. Jesus, having dealt with the private healing of the woman, now encounters a human impatience concerning a public healing. While speaking, they interrupt him in a cynical tone. "Don't bother about the girl, she's dead." In other words, had you really cared, Jesus, and not wasted time with that woman, whatever she wanted, then this little girl may have still been alive. How often in the midst of suffering do we turn on God? Often in hospitals one hears people say, "Why is God doing this to me?" We blame him for our suffering and pain. Why does he not take it away? Why isn't he here? It's hard to answer those questions, and it's very hard to console such people. See, the problem is when we are sick or suffering, we want to be cured here and now. The focus falls on us, and we forget that there might just be someone more needful. Just ask a nurse, they'll tell you about that. The only answer we can give is the answer that Jesus gave to Jairus. Be not afraid. Only have faith. With faith, we go beyond here to there. And what bridges the gap is holy patience. By the way, patience is a virtue under the capital or cardinal virtue of courage or fortitude, and it means to be able to bear suffering. So Jairus is asked to bear the suffering, to be patient. Now, what is impossible for us is possible for God. Jesus arrives at his home and raises the dead child to life. This miracle is one of three resurrection miracles, but remains somewhat unique because we still have, thousands of years later, the original words spoken by Jesus in Aramaic, a Hebrew dialect. And these words caused the miracle to happen. Talitha kum. Talitha means little girl or maiden, and kum means arise. It can mean get out of bed, rise up, or in this case, arise from the dead. Hence the reference, get her some food. She's not a ghost, she's alive, she's come back to life. So there are three lessons. God is always in our midst, this private and public suffering, And God requires of us patience. Patience. And that's why the sick persons in hospital are called patients, because that's what they need. Now, we may be healed in some mysterious manner, like that woman, or we may be healed in some miraculous manner, or we may not be healed at all. Jesus may say, follow me and bear this suffering, bear this cross, as did I, to the grave. But whatever the case, we do not be afraid. We have faith. We know that God, who sees all of our suffering, one day will reward us for our patience, and then raise us up to leave the corner.